जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवराचार्य अथतशील एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवराचार्य अथतशील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिव सादि गौर भक्त वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 21, entitled Explanation of the Vedic Path. And then verse number 20. Please repeat. Kaler Durvishaha Krodhas Tamas Tam Anuvartate Tamasa Grasyate Pumasas Chaitana Vyapini Drutam Kaler Durvishasaha Krodhas Tamastam Anuvartate Tamasa Grasyate Pumsas Chetana Vyapini Drutam Kaler Durvisha Saha Krodhas Tamastam Anuvartate Tamase Grasyate Bhumsas Chetana Vyapini Drutam Kaler Durvishaha Krodhas Tamastam Anuvartate Tamasa Grasyate Pamsas Chetana Vyapini Drutam. Please repeat. Word for word translation. Kale, from quarrel. Durvishaha, intolerable. Krodha, anger. Tama, ignorance. Tam, that anger. Anuvartate, follows. Tamasa, by ignorance. Grasyate, is seized. Pumsa, of a man. Chetana, the consciousness. Vyapini, broad. Drutam, swiftly. Translation and purport by loving disciples of Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. From quarrel arises intolerable anger, followed by the darkness of ignorance. This ignorance quickly overtakes a man's broad intelligence. Purport. On the request of Patita Pavan Prabhu, we'll read translation once more. From quarrel arises intolerable anger, followed by the darkness of ignorance. This ignorance quickly overtakes a man's broad intelligence. Purport. The desire for material association arises from one's propensity to deny that everything is God's energy. Falsely imagining material sense objects to be separate from the Supreme Lord, one desires to enjoy them. Such desire gives rise to conflict and quarrel in human society. This conflict inevitably gives rise to great anger, which makes human beings become foolish and destructive. Thus, the actual goal of human life is quickly forgotten. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Rutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya, Bhutale, Shrimate Radhanath Swami, Niti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya, Bhutale, Shrimate Tamal Krishna Goswami, Niti Namine. Before we begin, we'll offer a prayer which I just came to know for Bela, the granddaughter of Rupanuga Prabhu and Mother Jayanti. She is also going through some health crisis. So, Kalachanji knows what's going on. I don't have details, but please take a minute to offer a prayer from your heart. Bela. Bela. Translation. From quarrel arises intolerable anger, followed by darkness of ignorance. This ignorance quickly overtakes a man's broad intelligence. I'm just reading this verse and I feel like it's my story. You know, it happens very often. And I've gone several times through this experience where anger takes over and we are not able to see things properly. We don't see the broader vision. And in the purport, it ends with, thus the actual goal of human life is quickly forgotten. So if we understand the purpose of the human life, the purpose of, you know, what to speak of, people in general or the world outside, even amongst aspiring devotees, you know, at times we quarrel and we lose our intelligence as well. Because we are still aspiring. And what to speak of us, even at times, there's a pastime when Dhruva Maharaj, he was taking revenge for his brother being killed and he was fighting against the Yakshas. So the ones who killed his brother, he already killed them. But then he got carried away with the moment so much that he kept killing all the Yakshas. And he didn't stop at that particular point of time. And, you know, Acharyas, they explain, you know, even with the people who are, you know, very elevated devotees, it happens. And then the Lord, through the spiritual master, you know, he conveyed that you need to stop now. So I think Narad Muni, he informed Dhruva Maharaj that, you know, they are already killed. So you can stop now. And then he stops. We'll go over the purport line by line and then see what we have to share. The desire for material association arises from one's propensity to deny that everything is God's energy. So because we want to be God, we are envious of God, we falsely claim that everything belongs to us. Rather than understanding that, you know, whatever I have is basically under my care. It is Lord's property, but it's under my care. I need to use it in the service of the Lord the best possible way. On the contrary, we have the Ravana within, where everything belongs to me. Everything is meant for my enjoyment. And everyone else around is to serve me. And with this assumption, when we go forward, inevitably there will be quarrels. Because the resources are limited. Time, energy, everything is limited. And if different people claim about the same object, there will be quarrel. And in the contrary world, you know, in the contemporary world, we can see nowadays so many wars, so many fights happening, countries fighting. And, you know, several world wars happen because of false ownership, that it belongs to me. And then, you know, this particular country or any country I am born in, it's great because I am born in that country. And then it says, falsely imagining material sense objects to be separate from the Supreme Lord, one desires to enjoy them. Such desire gives rise to conflict and quarrel in human society. So it summarizes very nicely and beautifully that how that false claim is leading to so many conflicts. There cannot be, you know, common brotherhood without common fatherhood. Not only the people, those who don't believe in God, but even people, those who believe in God, they are fighting. Why? Because only my God is real. My faith is the supreme. My understanding. And then what to speak of all other religions, even within our Krishna conscious society, you know, my guru is the best. And because I am the disciple of that guru, I am the best as well. So it goes on in that consciousness, which leads to quarrel and hypocrisy. And this age is the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. When Krishna, he disappeared, that's when Kali Yuga began. And what's our hope, you know, even in this darkest of times? Yesterday was Nityanand Trayodashi. And, you know, it takes so much compassion. It takes so much mercy for us to continue Krishna consciousness in this age and time. Otherwise, there is no reason how things can continue, you know, without that intervention of the Lord. And then I was hearing one lecture and the devotee was saying, you know, mercy, it falls just like rain, you know, it's for everybody. But then, if it is a concrete surface, what it can absorb? You know, everything will just drain away. But if there is a fertile soil, it can absorb that mercy. So our heart, you know, depends on if it is like a concrete or a fertile soil. We can either absorb that mercy or we can let that mercy go away. Guru, Krishna, you know, they are equal to everybody. But how we respond, you know, that's how much mercy we get. Like, there's a pastime which I heard several times when, you know, some devotees, they complained to Prabhupada. They said, you know, why only Tamal Krishna Maharaj is getting so much mercy? You know, he's getting so much of your association, so much of your... And then Srila Prabhupada, he replied, you know, because he is reciprocating, he is taking it. So that's our situation. We have the mercy available, but are we ready to take that mercy? And then Lord Nityananda, who is Balaram, when he came as Lord Balaram, he used the speck, or you can say the grass, Trinad Api Sunichena. He used that blade of grass to kill Romaharshan Suta. Because he saw pride in Romaharshan Suta. And the same Lord Balaram, when he came as Lord Nityananda, he put that blade of grass in his mouth and he begged to people like Jagai and Madhai to chant Krishna's name, worship Krishna, and preach about Krishna, speak about Krishna. So who can imagine the mercy Lord Nityananda wants to give? So that's our hope. Once, you know, in a big auditorium, one spiritual master, he was giving a class, and the audience asked, you know, tell us about, you know, so many problems in ISKCON. You know, why so many things happen in ISKCON? So ISKCON is not all good, you know, there is. So what do you think is the problem? And then, you know, that devotee, he thought for a while and he said, because, you know, we allow everybody to come in. And that is Lord Nityananda's mercy. And, you know, he presented nicely that, you know, sometimes people, they don't come with the right intentions. And, you know, things happen. But still, we accept everybody. Just like Lord Nityananda. And even you are accepted. Please join. So that's how he presented. So that's our hope and that's our shelter. This conflict inevitably gives rise to great anger, which makes human beings become foolish and destructive. Thus, the actual goal of human life is quickly forgotten. So when we come initially to Krishna consciousness, the only motive we come with is service. We want to serve. If any devotee says, do this, we happily accept and we do it. But as time progresses, you know, the initial encouragements we used to get or... you know, somebody would praise us. Initially, we'll say, you know, theoretically, that it's because of the mercy, because of the spiritual master's grace. And then slowly, slowly, what happens is, we lose the focus. We lose the focus that, you know, we don't focus on service. Rather, we focus on getting the appreciation. So whenever we get appreciation, we'll do the service. If we'll not get appreciation, we'll not do the service. So we have to remind ourselves again and again. The reason we joined this society is to serve selflessly for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. And to that degree, you know, we can feel Krishna's presence. We can feel the presence of our spiritual master. But if we have ulterior motives where service is not our prime motive, then we see so many problems. Then we see so many challenges. And still, what to do? Continue, you know, with the process of Krishna consciousness. Keep chanting. Keep serving. Pray intensely. And then continue with the process. And even when situations become intolerable, continue and take opportunity to go deeper in Krishna consciousness, to take a deeper shelter of Krishna. Because when things are going fine, you know, we take it for granted. But when crisis comes, health crisis, financial crisis, some loving relative or friend going through crisis, that's the time when we take deeper shelter of Krishna. Because we can pray from our heart. We are desperate in seeking help. Because things are beyond our control. And in that situation, instead of fighting, complaining, quarreling, if we offer a heartfelt prayer and surrender, we can experience Krishna consciousness. Because it's a helpless situation. So instead of surrendering to the demands of our mind and false ego, better to take shelter of Krishna. Please show me the way. Please show me how to move forward. And give me the strength to go through this. And in the most famous words, Tatenu Kampa Susamikshamano Bhunjana Evatma Kritam Vipakam Ridvagvapurbhir Vididan Namaste Jive Tamukti Padesa Dayabhag. One who tolerates all the reactions of his past misdeeds and continues serving the Lord with all humility, gratefully, the kingdom of God becomes his birthright. You know, Lord Brahma is saying, he has created this universe, he knows how it works. And he's telling this statement for us to show us direction, how to move forward. Gratefully tolerate your past reactions. And then enthusiastically serve and follow the process of Krishna consciousness. Never, never take it lightly. Never take it for granted. And never ever leave the process, because that's our shelter, that's our hope. And Krishna will reveal his plan, how to move forward. So Krishna consciousness is simple for simple and difficult for difficult. That simplicity is the simplicity of intention. What does a devotee needs? A small place to stay, little prasadam to eat, and then some service to do. We have everything available. We cannot complain. But our bigger challenges, you know, the conflicts within. once an environmentalist. I don't know if I said correctly, but you know, different people, they are now taking responsibility of understanding the nature, taking care of the nature. So the person, she asked, you know, one of the spiritual masters, she said, you know, you are doing so much of God worship, you are doing so much of festivals and so many things, but what are you doing for the environment? Then, you know, he explained that there is a lot of dirt in the hearts of the people. There is a lot of lust, anger, envy, illusion, pride. And then he said, I'm trying to clean that. And all the external things which we see, the pollution in the nature, abusing all the facilities given by Mother Nature, it is all happening because of the pollution of the heart. So if we clean the heart of the people, even the nature will be cleaned as well. And, you know, that person really got inspired hearing this. So the spiritual master, he said, you know, that you clean the environment outside and we clean the environment within. So let's work together. That's how he inspired Radhanath Maharaj. So that was one of the pastime. And then, continue, you know, with the process. In other words, you know, Lord Shiva, when Parvati, she cursed Maharaj Chitraketu to become a demon. She was surprised. You know, how can a person respond like that? I cursed him, and he happily accepted the curse. So she was surprised seeing the response of a devotee. And Chitraketu, Lord Shiva, Chitraketu Maharaj, you know, he responded so nicely, and then Lord Shiva, he says, Narayana para sarve nakutaschana bhibhyati swarga apavarga narkeshu api tulyartha darshina. For a devotee of the Lord, the hell and the heaven are the same, because his objective, his goal is not enjoying the facilities of the heaven, and neither his goal is to run away from the sufferings of the hellish planets. His only motive is to serve the Lord. Narayana para sarve nakutaschana bhibhyati swarga apavarga narkeshu api tulyartha darshana. That's why he is able to see the hell and the heaven as the same. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives us the role models. You know, we can look up to how the devotees, they responded when calamities or situations came in their life which were very, very hard. So our hope is we just try to learn from them and continue in our journey. In a journey of Krishna consciousness. And when the surgery is happening, no, it's painful. When a person, he walks inside the hospital, you know, it's not a good experience. And when a person, he goes through the surgery, we may give anesthesia and several things, but still, while the recovery is happening, it's painful. So while
we are practicing our Krishna consciousness. If some inconveniences are coming, tolerate. Why? Because we are undergoing surgery. We are in a hospital. And don't expect things to be painless. If Krishna wants, things will be painless as well. But in general, if we are in this world, we have to face the dualities of this world. Happiness, distress, heat, cold. Tolerate. And it's not just tolerate, but enthusiastically serve while tolerating all the impediments, all the challenges. Thank you very much. These are just some thoughts which came to my mind. If there are any corrections or comments, please feel free. It's very, very rare to be a human being. Patita Pavan Prabhu is asking how rare it is to be a human being. It's very, very rare. There are so many species of life. And to be in a human form of life is so rare. When the acharyas, they... Patita Pavan Prabhu is asking that. I'm just repeating the question so that, you know, it's everybody on the radio can hear. That whose claim is first? I think you summarized it all. There is no need of any further explanation. Patita Pavan Prabhu, he said, you know, we are the most fallen and yet we are the most fortunate. So that combination of humility and gratitude is the key. When we think, not just think, but we actually feel that, you know, we are the most fallen. That's a symptom of humility. And it's not just lip service. It's the real, genuine feeling of the heart. And in that humility, when one is grateful for whatever is being given and consider that still, you know, I am the most fortunate. That is the most deadly combination for our progress in Krishna consciousness. Humility and gratitude. Any problem, if we are facing in our Krishna consciousness, be humble and gratefully remember, you know, what others have done for us to grow in our Krishna consciousness. You know, if we have having some difficult time in relationships with some devotees, humbly, you know, deal with the situation and gratefully reciprocate. And then if we do so, we can feel the bliss and joy of Krishna consciousness, which is beyond the sufferings and dualities of this material world. It's there, you know, even in Dallas, we can see Krishna face to face. He can see us, but we will be able to see him face to face when that mirror of our consciousness, which is polluted for lives, several millions and billions of lifetimes, when we will clean that mirror. And but for that we have to be humble and grateful. And then take all the needed guidance from the Vaishnavas who have seen how it works. You know, we may try to to experiment several things, and we may think, you know, I will figure out by reading all the books. I don't need the help and supervision of anybody else. But we need that guidance. And then stay on with the process of Krishna consciousness. There might be some shortcomings in some people. But still understanding that they are also on their journey in Krishna consciousness. We continue as well, enthusiastically, and give our best. At the end of the day, you know, we should be satisfied that we gave our best. If somebody else gave or not, you know, we can try and help, we can try and inspire. But the area where we have the maximum control is ourselves. So at least we must give our best. And this is our opportunity. We don't know how much time we have. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.